This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. 20 people were killed and 26 others wounded on Saturday when a gunman opened fire on a crowded Walmart in El Paso, Texas. Police say a 21-year-old suspect from Allen, Texas, nearly 1,000 kilometers away, took a semi-automatic rifle into the store and opened fire. The suspect, identified as Patrick Crucius, surrendered to police and is in custody. El Paso Mayor DeMargo says the community of nearly 680,000 residents on the Mexican border will not be defined by this massacre.
Our community will not be defined by this senseless evil act of violence. We will be defined by the unity and compassion we showed in the wake of this tragedy.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott called on all Texans to grieve with those who have lost loved ones and to offer whatever help is needed.
Black, brown, white, whatever your race may be, now is the time for Texans to come together, to support each other, to help these families in need, and to make sure that El Paso is going to be able to take a step forward that it needs to take.
President Trump wrote on Twitter that the shooting was, quote, not only tragic, it was an act of cowardice. I know that I stand with everyone in this country to condemn today's hateful act. The president went on to say there are no reasons or excuses that will ever justify killing innocent people. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said on Saturday he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range conventional missiles deployed to Asia. The United States previously was not able to pursue such missiles with a range of 5 to 5,500 kilometers because of the INF Treaty, from which it withdrew on Friday. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban have officially started their eighth round of negotiations in Doha, with both sides indicating this round could result in a deal to end the longest ever U.S. war in history. There seems to be misunderstanding, however, about the content of the agreement by both the United States and the Taliban. The Taliban seem to view it as an agreement to withdraw foreign troops, particularly U.S. forces, from Afghanistan. In return, they promise to ensure Afghan soil is not used for terrorism against any other country. Chief Negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad of the United States views the deal differently, saying the U.S. presence in Afghanistan is conditions-based, and any withdrawal will also be conditions-based. At least 600 people were arrested and several beaten at an unauthorized protest in central Moscow Saturday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Protesters were beaten on the streets of Moscow on Saturday as police cracked down on an unauthorized protest. More than 600 were detained, an independent monitor said, as they called for free elections. At a similar protest a week earlier, more than 1,000 people were detained, sometimes violently, and to widespread international condemnation. The focus of the protesters' anger is a ban on a number of opposition candidates from taking part in a September election in Moscow. A number of the banned candidates are allies of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny. On Saturday, Russian investigators said they'd opened a criminal investigation into the alleged laundering of 1 billion rubles, or $15.3 million, by an anti-corruption foundation he set up. Navalny and his allies say the foundation is transparently financed from public donations.
David Doyle of Reuters. Tens of thousands of people once again filled the streets of Hong Kong Saturday to protest the government's mishandling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of the city against leader Carrie Lam. Police fired tear gas at protesters in Wong Tai Sin after some of them vandalized a police station. Police continuously fired several rounds of tear gas to push back a group of protesters who had thrown bricks at a police station and spray-painted inflammatory language on its outer walls. Pakistan has accused rival India of breaching international humanitarian laws by using cluster munitions in the latest cross-border skirmishes in Kashmir. A statement by Pakistan's military said the weapons killed at least 2 civilians and injured 11 others. The Indian Army rejected the accusation, saying that it was, quote, yet another Pakistan lie, unquote. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.